that the Lord delivered me. Delivered alcohol, tobacco, the two.
You're listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
And that's our good friend Ben. What's his last name?
Rowley.
Ben Rowley. That's right. Sorry, Ben. I forgot. Yeah. No offense. I'll just have to say it more often. But he recorded a lot of those legal IDs for us. But anyway, and at this time on Fridays, you'd normally be hearing Kingdom Recovery. And I've got to put your mics up.
Oh, that's okay.
And I'm just getting wild. You know, I got so many things going on. But Luann Linneken, the one that brought this vision to us for the program.
Amen.
What, 3 years ago?
3 years ago.
3 years ago.
WCNO.
Amen.
Yeah, but we've been going for, I don't know, like 8, 9 years.
Well, Kingdom Recovery is a ministry.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And
but here on the radio.
And a community of recovery in Christ. That's powerful stuff. And then her marvelous and gifted co-host, James Wrench, is also here with us. Yes, James, I'm talking about you. And he's Glory. Also a very humble guy, so which is good. But we're glad to have you here to help with us share your time and everything and the encouragement to our listeners to help us wrap this up. We have a little less than an hour now to do that. But I want you to talk a little bit about your program and the heart that goes into it, what got you going.
Well, like yourself, you were sharing that, you know, you come out of some dark places, too, and not only with addiction for me, but I was addicted to lots of things, and money was one of them, I will say. I thought that was the solution to my brokenness in some areas, and I found out after seeking it how much off the trail I was being led by the enemy. Mm-hmm. Also, anger. You know, anger could be something that we sought after over the word of God, mm-hmm. because it feels good. It makes us, you know, say what, you know, it brings pleasure to whatever's going on in our soul, in our mind, mm-hmm. will and emotion. You know, it kind of soothes it for the moment.
Yeah.
Temporary. Everything the devil does is false and temporary. But when you get the word in you, and you guys were talking about the earth and the ground and how one of the things that I've learned through my relationship with God is how the earth, the dirt, the ground activates seed. And since we are created out of the ground in his image and likeness, right? So we have the Father's image and likeness, and he needed us to be created out of the earth because it's the earth that activates the seed. You know, so when we sow a seed, the earth is sowing into something like WCNO. Mm-hmm. You know, me coming here doing Kingdom Recovery, I mean, God multiplies it.
Amen.
He multiplies Amen. It because we have dominion and authority here on earth. So he needs us, our vessel, to do the sowing, to arise and do the work that's needed to multiply the kingdom of God. When Jesus was 12, 13, his first words is, I'm about my Father's business. You know, why are you surprised? You know, and if we're about the same thing, then we're about expanding the kingdom.
Amen.
And if God gives anyone, first of all, the miracle of being born again is a ministry in itself because you got good news to share Amen. With everybody. Yeah. So you're sowing that. That's a seed. It's the same thing about all the things that God blesses us with. You know, I used to think money would help me in all different areas of my life. But today, if I sow it into the kingdom, it does so much more for me, you know, and things of the kingdom. Like when I wanted to learn about, and I'm not a married woman. I've been divorced for like, I don't know, maybe almost 30 years. No, I'm going to say maybe 21 years, something like that. Sorry. But I wanted to learn how to be a wife to God. So I sowed into a ministry that was teaching marriage. And I had no plan. I wasn't even, you know, none of that was it. But I was interested in learning what a healthy marriage looks like. Because if I'm going to marry God, right? So when I sowed into, I still sow, even I have a program here. I still find it necessary to sow and donate and bless WCNO. Because it blesses me in the long run, grows what God is doing in my life. I might not see it in the material sense, but in the spiritual sense, it blesses me. You know, and there's so many scriptures about that, about how God multiplies things. We always look for something that we can see with our senses. But when you have a relationship with God, you start to look for things of the heart that see with the heart, you know. And hopefully, the phone was ringing when I came in. I said, I'm just going to pray a blessing and a multiplication on that. And then Sherry says, oh, this will be a double. And I'm like, praise the Lord. So all we have to do is speak
Hallelujah.
It. So I'm speaking it today. We're going to multiply and double
Amen.
It.
I got a couple of gifts that
came
in.
Oh, praise God.
So just quickly like to share with these.
Yes.
We had Jennifer from Okeechobee, who I think actually brought this by, her check, a one-time gift of $50. Jennifer, thank you so much for that. And we really appreciate that gift, especially coming by to deliver it. And then we had a call in from Judith in North Palm Beach, a one-time gift of $65.
Praise God.
So, Judith, thank you. And Jennifer, thank you so much for that. And that brings us now all the way down to $2,046 left to raise. So it's coming down.
Yes.
It's coming down. We still need a little more, a lot more, actually,
yes.
calls. I mean, someone may have $1,000 or.
Amen.
Someone may have $2,046.
Praise God.
That they are just now, God is saying, okay, God, I'm going to call them and make a pledge or use a bank card or whatever. To bring that down, and we'll have it completely zeroed out.
Amen.
And we can have more time.
Oh, amen.
There's
May
a
we
call.
Go, we're
gonna
multiply
thank you.
That
thank
right now.
Hallelujah. May that be multiplied. And also, while I'm doing it, I had another item from the mail. John in, let's see, Fort Pierce sent us a check for $100.
Praise God. Praise
so
God.
Right away, now
Bless
that's...
John.
Bless them.
Yeah.
$1,946 right away. So it is coming down. We thank you, John, for that. I was going to ask you, and both of you can respond, because I, both myself coming out of addiction, being delivered, literally delivered from
Amen.
Alcohol and cigarettes and all the other related things. But, and I've worked with so many people in addiction. And there's one common thread in terms of attitude that addiction, that addicts have, is they're not worthy ever of God. I think this is the one cut across the board.
Mm-hmm.
But we talk about that. Talk about that.
Well, it's, James will talk even more about it, but for me, when you say that, it's like it's pride reversed. You know, even if we think we're not worthy, that's a prideful mindset.
Mm-hmm.
It's a spirit of pride.
Yeah.
But upside down. Well, I'm not going to say upside down because we should be living upside down. That's what Jesus came to do.
Yeah.
Inside out, maybe. The other side of the pride. Everything has two sides to it, right? So pride has, mm-hmm. I'm the greatest or I'm not worthy of anything. Because you still think you're better than what God calls you to be, who he calls you to be.
And I like the way you said that, because when people think of pride, they don't think of that.
Right. Right. But, and James probably can talk even more about the pride.
As far as pride goes, even insecurity is pride. You're so insecure of what people are thinking about you, but you think they're thinking about you when they're not even thinking about you.
Yes.
Like you think
that.
You're so important that everybody's worried about what you're doing or what you're wearing or how you're talking in front of people. You know, but the main thing I see in the body of Christ with it is the dirty, rotten sinners, you know, saved by grace.
Mm.
And they're not realizing we were actually created as children. We're kind of like, if the king of this land... We don't have a king here, but say you grew up where they have kings in other countries. Everyone knows the son is the heir to the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like the son. He had a 3-year-old son that got stolen, and these gypsies took him, and he was learning to steal and eat out of garbage cans. And then he's 25 years old, and there someone realizes, you are the king's heir. You own everything. Your dad is the king. And they take you back in, he goes into the palace. the dad gets up in the middle of the night, and he's ever eating out of the garbage can. No, I'm not worthy. Son, you're my son. You are worthy. I made you worthy because by my blood, you're my blood.
Mm.
And the church does the same thing. He made us worthy. Romans 5, if by one man's sin, all were made sinners, by one man's righteousness, all were made righteous. And his blood has made us in right standing before God. And we were given dominion over this earth. The only way anything gets done in this earth is through a person, whether it's the devil or God. It has to come through a person. Whether it's killing somebody or healing somebody, has to come through a person. Go lay hands, but we make it about us, and we're unworthy. You know, we don't have dominion over people, but we have dominion over everything else, and we're to serve people, actually. But that's the biggest problem, is the devil just keeping us so bound in unworthiness.
Yeah, and you know, with addiction, it is about being so self-centered and selfishness. They say it in you know, selfishness. Self is the problem. We want to blame the enemy, but self gets to choose who they're going to listen to, who they're going to follow. We're going to follow something, like, you know, and the enemy comes to disguise himself through money, through feelings, through relationships, you know, but it's not money is not the problem. It's the way the enemy talks to me about it that I start to follow that. You know what I mean? Because the same, I still have the same money now that I have Christ in me, the hope of glory, and I get a different message, and I still can have a different relationship with that money. Everything's about a relationship. But if I don't have the right relationship with God, all my relationships are going to be out of order.
And that points to the issue of idolatry. We don't often know it. It's a very insidious thing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But that, you know, we're talking about the ultimate relationship every human being not just can have but needs to have is with Jesus Christ. He's the only way to salvation, the only way to the eternal life, the place where we want to be. There's only two planes of existence, spiritual planes of existence. One is heaven, the other is hell. And that I want to be with Jesus. But in order to be with him, he has to be in me. I have to choose him. And when I do that, he makes the rest of it work. And in fact, the cool thing, we talk about the kingdom, is I get to live in the kingdom now.
That's right. You don't have to wait.
That's another part of the message that you bring on the air. Talk about that a little bit. Yes. Before you do, 772-221-1100 is the number to call. We really need you to call. We're having a great conversation here, but don't let that stop you from making that call. We have $1,946 we must raise.
Yes, let's do it.
The end of the day, 6 o'clock. So we have a little over 45 minutes to make that. Oh, we have a gift.
All right.
Oh, excuse me. Well, I'm going to get hold that thought. Mike and Ramona in Port St. Lucie have called in a one-time gift of $500.
Oh, my gosh.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Mike and Ramona. God bless you.
Thank you, everyone who's been calling in from the start of this whole thing. I just pray blessing over everyone.
Oh, man.
All their finances.
I just like to say, God knows what you can give, and even if it's $10,
that's right.
For one person, you know, we're excited to get $500. We're trying to meet our quota, but we're very excited for anyone that's given. So, man, we pray for all of you.
That's right, because it's like the story in the Bible where, you know,
the lady gave one,
and that was from her heart. That was everything she had, and she gave it, and she in her heart had a relationship with God and knew that he would provide beyond that 2 shekels.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. So, and this is a good way. Okay, here we go. This is practical, I guess, knowledge when we start practicing what the word says. This is a good way to step on the head of the enemy. Go against what he's telling you in your head. You don't have it. You do. God supplied it all. And you can step out in that faith, in that belief of what God says, that he will provide for you. He will never leave you. He will multiply. If you step out, you'll start to see it will manifest. You will see the word is real, alive, and it is sharper than anything that's trying to come against you in your mind when you're ready to do something that fights the feeling.
Yeah, amen.
Because
amen.
We don't live by feel. We can't. Feelings are regulators. Praise the Lord.
Oh, okay. We got another gift?
Yes, we do. Oh, my daughter? Oh, I didn't need to. My daughter Anna called. Oh, what a wonder. See, she's good.
Hallelujah.
What a blessing. I love her.
Wow.
She did. My Anna Lineken donated her and Michael probably because she's in a marriage and they do things together.
Yeah, for sure.
$150.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Thank
you.
Praise God.
She's having a baby. She's already multiplying. And
wow.
She did. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That is so cool. Well, Anna, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah. And that, wow.
Yeah, that's wonderful, wonderful. Thank you.
Well, that brings us down to 1296.
Amen.
Left to race.
Yes.
And that's very doable. We have 45 minutes left before the end of the day, or our live broadcast.
Yes.
So, cool.
And in radio time, that's a long time.
Yeah.
Amen. It goes by quickly, but it's long.
Yes, radio time is different than regular time.
Yes.
And
yes.
So, but yeah, we have that. And 772-221-1100 is the number to call, 772-221-1100. Well, getting back to my question is, and I love the way you do this, and then when your pastor Tom Karras joins you at least once a month in that vicinity and really shares, really kind of digs down deep into the kingdom of God, what it means to us, the kingdom of God. Just kind of give us a sketch of what we need to know about that.
Right. So first you must be born again because you can't see the kingdom. So the things of when you're born again and you allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you when you receive the Holy Spirit, we are the temple, we are the dwelling place the Holy Spirit wants to indwell in you. And he starts to, you have to get into the word. If you don't understand, you know, we want to turn our will, our thoughts, our soul, thinking and emotions over to God's care, his will, his thoughts. But the only way I'm going to know that is by going into the word of God. Now, I can hear the word of God through other people, but not a personal relationship. I need to develop that personal relationship and believe and know that he loves me. He loves me, and he's going to care for me. And then spiritual things start to get revealed, the mysteries in the word. Like I from when I first started reading the word to today, I read it differently because I've matured spiritually. The only way we can spiritually mature is have spiritual food as a spiritual being. I cannot grow. I can grow naturally with natural food, but Jesus said, my food is not from what you guys are doing right now. When he was at the well, he's like, my food is spiritual. If we don't feed our spiritual new creation, we can't grow. And we'll stay wah-wah babies and we'll grieve. So knowing the kingdom and when we unlock the promises as we step in our faith, we start to unlock them. They're already received in our heart, but they get unlocked because the lights go on in those chambers, those rooms, the mansion of the heart. Many rooms in the mansion. I could have many rooms and never go in any of them. But the kingdom of God is here right now. I can have access to every room that he has created for me, that he has died for me for. Anyone listening, it's for everyone. You don't have to die and go to heaven to have a heavenly experience. You can live your life here today as it is in heaven, here on earth. You can have, that's why we can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. That's why we can do deliverance and get those tormenting spirits out of the mind of a person. That's why people can heal physically, because we have the ability to bring heaven. That's what it is like in heaven. There's no sickness in heaven here on earth. But it takes believers and followers, not just somebody that's claiming I love Jesus, but somebody that's following him, his will, his way of life.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a big step when we read, understand that when we read the Bible, we're not trying to get anything. Mm-mm. It's showing us what has already been given to
Reveal.
Us. And that's where people miss it too. It's like if I gave you a Mercedes, you came back, I can't drive this car, it's so hot, I'm burning up. And I'm like, it's got AC, it's got this, it's got that.
Yeah.
But you have to read the owner's manual and see what you have. But you're not reading it to make the car give it to you. The car's already got it. You just don't know how to operate it.
Amen.
Same way the Bible. It's showing us what God gave us when we got born again. Not that we can get it. It's already given.
How do we unlock those
lack
places.
Of knowledge.
Right.
We're destroyed for lack of knowledge, like the Bible
Amen.
Says.
And I'm convinced that to some degree, Christians who are ignorant of that, it's because a lot of pastors don't preach that.
Yeah.
Now, I can speak. I'm a pastor, so I can speak about my peers. And I know I've been pastoring for over 40 years, and I've known a lot of people. And many, many do not bring that to the pulpit. They don't bring that to the Bible studies.
Right.
You know, so heaven becomes a place we yearn for, but haven't.
Yeah,
we're not going
to
get there
trying to
until
get
you
it.
Die.
And that's a religious spirit when we're trying to get something, get to heaven, you know, work for it. It's a religious mindset. It's a spirit. Mm-hmm. There's no condemnation when we're talking. Hopefully there's revelation.
Yes, right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what we want to do. We want to convict people, not condemn them when we're talking. And I always make that clear because I go into jails and they're already on defense.
Yes.
Because they feel victimized. So I have to I allow God to use me as a channel. And one of the mission to when you go into jails is to break through that hardness and that defense of everybody hates me, nobody likes me, I'm going to go eat worms kind of feeling.
Yeah.
Remember that song,
yeah,
Little Kids? That's what it is.
Right.
Self-pity. It's self-pity.
Exactly.
And you
got
to break through that and know, and they are loved. Not that they're lovable, but they're loved.
Yes.
Okay? And they are lovable. They don't know that yet. That's not what I'm trying to tell them. I'm trying to tell them they're loved in spite of them feeling not lovable.
Yes.
You know, and that's for everybody listening. I had to get there. I didn't have to be in jail, thank God, to get there. But I had to be in enough pain, in a pit of emotional, spiritual torment that I can see him, I can hear, you know, because I was desperate. I was out of my own way.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get out of the way of self.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's certainly the work of grace. And it's a tremendous release when you finally realize, you know, what God really is giving you. The inheritance in Christ is wonderful, and it's available when you receive him, when you're born again, that whole package.
Amen.
And we just need to learn, you know, and study. And the Word of God is full of guidance. I mean, what did Jesus preach about in all of his earthly preaching? The kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm. It's a government.
It's a government.
And a government has ethics, morals. It has, you know, if you're not following the government way, then you're going against it. It's not that you're going to get, listen, when you go against anything, you're going to feel like repercussions, you know, even in a family, as a child, you went against the rules. There was a consequence.
Absolutely.
A healthy house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we think, oh, if we just love people, and that's what we expect love to be. They don't love me because they don't let me get away with what I want. They don't love me because they don't understand me, because that's the way we were programmed in this world. And Jesus came to show us the heavenly realm.
Amen.
And what it's like there. So do you want me to share the number?
Came
in a minute. I got to share. We got a gift here.
Amen.
I want to share with you all. This is exciting. From Patty in Hope Sound. It's a one-time gift of $300.
Praise God.
Patty, thank you. Thank you.
Praise God.
And so I knocked that down from the $1,296 where we were. Again, we're working off a $10,000 matching funds challenge.
We can do it.
We can. We've got a little over 30 minutes, like 37 minutes maybe.
Amen.
Before the top of the hour, and that's when we have to wrap this up.
Come on. Let those calls come in.
$996 is what we have left of this $10,000. That's easily done, folks, but it can only be done if you'll call in a gift. You can send in $96, $6, or maybe God has just told you, I want you to send in $996.
Right.
You know?
Amen.
And let's say you don't have it right now. That's happened to me. In fact, our gift this year, we didn't quite have it, but I pledged it. I said, we're going to give X number of dollars. It's coming in. I know it's going to be there.
Amen.
Then we'll settle up. But so you can call it in now.
That's right.
If you have a gift on your heart, it's okay. You can say, I don't got it yet.
That's right.
Or if you made better language than that, but instead of saying, I don't got it, you can say, I don't have it, right, whatever. And then we'll make a note. We'll send you a letter with a return envelope.
But I'm going to faith it.
I'm going to faith it.
I'm
going
to faith it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
So 772-221-1100 is the number to call. 772-221-1100. Call that number. Minutes, time's running out. We'd love to match up the rest of the. There's
praise
a call.
God.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We have $996.
Come on, we can
left
do this.
To raise. When we get that, it'll put us over $90,000.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the best first week we've had in a long time.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you want me to? Are these other ways to give?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you like to share that?
Yeah, because we get it. We get a list here of ways to get. So you could text WCNO to 24365. That's 24 days, 24 hours, 365 days. WCNO.com. Hey, Google, call WCNO. Oh, that's what you were talking about. Oh, yeah. If you didn't write the number down, all you have to do is you could use your phone, you could use your the car, and just say, hey, Google, call WCNO. You could say, Alexa, call WCNO. Or you can say, Siri, call WCNO.
Yeah. And then we'll get the call.
And then, yes, Sherry will be there to answer the call. Praise the Lord.
And if you're hands-free because you're driving, you know, again, that pledge works.
Yeah.
We've had people call in. They're driving. It's on their heart. They got to do it. So, okay, then we'll take the pledge. And we've had them when they get to work or wherever they're going. Then they have time to pull out the card, the bank card, and give us the number.
Praise God.
And so, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, back at where you were, we're going to break in to do the number.
We got to do that.
But tell us where you were.
So we were talking about how to operate in the kingdom mindset here on earth, because that's what we were created to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're in heaven, we don't need to operate. We will just have kingdom mindset.
Yes.
So exactly. Here is where it's beneficial.
Amen.
So we want to be able to operate here on earth with a kingdom mindset. The kingdom of God mindset, not a selfish kingdom, because you could have yourself on the throne.
Yeah.
You know, and that's usually the problem.
Actually sat on that throne.
Yeah, me too.
Very painful.
Yeah, exactly. So we want to get off the throne and put God where he needs to be, in the throne of the heart. Hallelujah.
Oh, my.
Go ahead. Go. Do it.
You were praying earlier.
Praise the Lord.
So,
hallelujah.
Let me just share with you what we've got here. With that, and I got some mail, I think we've made it.
Amen.
But I don't know, because math was never my long suit. In fact, now I don't own any long suits, thank God. I don't dress for success anymore. Anyway.
Because you're successful.
Well, I'm successful in Christ. Yeah. You know, he's got me, he's doing stuff. Anyway, from Bridget in Lantana, has called in a one-time pledge of
$596. Oh, my gosh. Awesome. Thank you.
Oh, Bridget, thank you.
Hallelujah.
God bless you,
man. And so I'm going to do math here. I got a machine
Praise
to help
God.
Me.
Glory to God.
The only way I can do math is
These
with this machine.
These are faithful servants. Thank you, thank you, thank you for listening to the Holy Spirit.
Well, that brings us down to $400.
And then
Sandra called in from Port St. Lucie with a one-time pledge of $100.
Praise God, thank you.
So Sandra,
That's awesome.
Thank you so much. And so that brings us down to $300.
Hallelujah.
$300 left to raise.
We could do it.
We can do it.
We could do
it's
it.
It's going to happen.
God can do all
it's gonna
things.
Happen.
Hallelujah.
So, oh, man.
We're
Bridget,
faith it,
Sandra,
faith it.
Thank
Multiply.
You.
Multiply.
It's
Praise
Yes, the
Lord.
Multiplication is
See,
working.
This is kingdom mentality.
It is. Yes, yes.
Kingdom
it is.
Kingdom mindset. I'm going to release it because, you know, what we loosen gets loosened. What we bind gets mine. If I'm holding tight to what I think is important to me here, it gets held in other areas.
Amen.
You know, especially from the kingdom, because he's going to do, he listens. Actually, he's listening to us. He's a very respectful man. He's not going to force our heart to go along with him. He's going to wait until we surrender our heart to him.
Amen. He will. He won't force. That's
never,
the thing.
Never, never, never. He loves us so much. He would never do that.
No, he does. And that's the part of the God's love that, you know, we have to appreciate.
That's right.
You know, and as much as it's like I have people in my life that I love, and some of them have made poor decisions.
Right.
And maybe I'll need to bring that up, but I can't force them to make right decisions.
Nope.
And God is not going to force you. We have free will. He honors that. And I've known people. As a pastor, I put people. I didn't put them in the ground, but I mean, I did graveside services for people that I believed firmly they weren't going to see God. Right. They were going to have a bad day before the white throne judgment.
Mm-hmm.
And they were going to be spending eternity with the devil.
Right.
And it was not going to be a fun time. And because of the decisions they made to turn away from God.
Right. So the only thing we can do, and this is, again, a lifestyle that we live here, is the greatest honor to God, first of all, when it lines up to God, and it's the greatest attraction to people when they're looking for a better way, and they see how you're living, how you're speaking. Your words are so important because that's seed. The word is seed. So you could have good seed and bad seed. So if you're sowing good seed, see, listen, okay, honestly, my son's 17. It's very easy to say a lot of things that are negative, yes, right? But I have to remember, in the process of trying to teach him, that I have to give him, he's a king. I tell him, you're a king. You're acting foolishly, but you're a king because God created you a king. But you're going against the king, the way he created you, and you're acting, and that's biblical, being foolish. So I'll bring that to him because he needs to be aware. See, that's the difference too, like what you're saying, David, when people are acting or making bad choices, how do we come to them? Whenever you're coming to them with the word, you're coming in love because the word is love.
Amen, it is.
It separates you from the situation.
Yes.
You know, I have to remember that because we do want them to be well and do well for our own selfish reasons, but I got to get my selfish self out of it.
And part of the work, I know the Spirit of God enabled me to come to a better definition of love because I would say, for instance, in the midst of my addiction, because I would say to myself, I can't live without alcohol,
mm-hmm,
without the quantity of alcohol that I was consuming. I can't live without it. Now, again, and this happened, I was delivered from alcohol after several years after being delivered from tobacco,
mm-hmm,
because I was serious. You know, mm-hmm, when I was delivered from tobacco, the stock of many cigarette companies went down. I mean, it was a bad day on the Wall
the
Street.
World.
But the point was, is I, and it was the lie of the devil.
Oh, yeah.
He had taught me to believe that I could not live without those addictions. But at the same time, and this is where God's love comes in again, our free will.
Yes.
So he knows what I'm thinking. He also knows what he's been saying to me.
Yes.
That no, in fact, you can. I want you to live without that.
Right.
And I have a means of delivering you from that.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Holy Spirit of God convicting me.
Amen.
Not condemning me, and
right,
that's the key.
Yes.
Because of his love to convict me of his desire. And I began to hear his desire for me.
Yeah.
And finally to say, okay, I am ready. And he took literally it all away.
That's right. And you know, it's so subtle how the enemy can manipulate your mind. Because even like when I had gotten sober, we're gonna
phone number.
You want
to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
We're waiting for your call so we can pray multiplication. It's at
yes.
Call WCNO at 772-221-1100. You can text WCNO to 24365. And like I said, if you can't get to the phone, you can always Siri call WCNO, Alexa call WCNO, or Hey Google call WCNO.
Amen.
And you can get our beautiful Sherry at the front desk.
And she'll delightfully take.
She'll delightfully.
She'll make you feel so good just that you called.
She's so good. She is. She's so sweet.
And listen, we only have $300 left.
Amen.
I mean, you know, if you'd search under your couch cushions.
Yes.
In the console of your car.
Yes.
You can come up with that kind of change.
Come on. Let's do this together.
We only need about $1 a minute.
About $1 a minute.
Amen.
Exactly right.
Amen.
That's exactly. Well, that's we need maybe $10.
No, $10 a minute. Yeah.
Tell
what school I went to.
$300. Oh.
It's
didn't
okay.
learn multiplication.
We
so
multiplied
close.
It 100-fold.
Yeah. Well, you know
tenfold.
What's been happening this time, prayer and chair, it's happened before, but not this frequency.
Praise
There's
God. There we
call.
Go. It's multiplied
Hallelujah.
In their life and here at the radio
In fact,
station.
It's our brother John Nelson calling.
Oh, praise God.
But, hey, John, how you doing, brother? But, you know, we've had a lot of last-minute taking care of the bottom line.
Uh-huh.
People calling in at 5, 2 minutes till 6
yes.
with what we needed.
Amen.
You know, praise God. It's not when right. but in fact, you do call.
That's right. When you're not expecting it, it happens, and that's the miracle of God, too.
Amen.
Hallelujah, right?
And if people follow this, every prayer and chair we've done, and, you know, the biggest thing that comes across is God's provision.
Yes. Yes.
He's the one meeting it. Yeah, I'm hearing it. I'm calling in a pledge or making a bank card donation. But it's God.
Yeah.
I'm doing it because God is calling me to do it.
And you know, you said something earlier, because I listen to WCNO radio. And I call. When I call 772-221-1100.
Amen.
So I was listening earlier, and you said, I loved it. You said, every prayer and share has a different personality, a different, it takes on a different, and that's so good because it reveals another part of God.
Yes.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, like people, different people are coming in with different, you know, purpose.
Yes.
And
yes.
How God is, you know, releasing the funds out of their lives. And it is, it's a manifestation of a character of God.
Absolutely.
Every time.
Yeah.
You know, even for myself, whenever I come in, I'm in a different place in my life. It's like you can pour something different. He's so fresh.
Yeah.
God is so fresh. Thank God he's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, but he's always doing something new in his activity with us.
Always.
That's
always
why it's
new.
Exciting. You know?
It is exciting.
It is so exciting.
And I have to comment on the fact, when you brought that up, Luann, is we have the new Jonathan, when he came, he added some new features to the prayer chair, brought in some people, you know, from the outside, and people we know here. A lot of programmers like yourself, and how much is left in matching funds? We need $300.
Praise God. Well, we got more than that. We got more. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Whoa, I got a report.
Praise God.
Thank you. Our brother John.
John.
Brother John, I guess I won't mention his last name.
From his business.
So, Brother John in Port St. Lucie. Yeah, John Nelson Services.
Yeah.
Tremendous. Does a lot of general contracting, restoration.
Amen.
Good Christian man. If you need someone to do that kind of work, he's a trustworthy, God-loving man. Anyway, he's made a one-time pledge of $300.
Oh, thank you so much, John.
Praise
thank
the
you, John.
Lord.
God
bless,
thank
bless,
you,
John. Bless, bless.
So
the
that
grand
is,
baby
that
too.
Wraps up. Wow. Elsie's... Yeah. $10,000 matching
hallelujah.
Funds gift from this morning.
Do we get like a hallelujah for
we,
that? Or later?
Well, you that. Know, Jonathan loves to do those things.
All right.
I think he's going to be back before.
Oh, good.
Because I'd rather he do it.
Okay,
that's his
right.
thing.
Yeah. And
but
we're going to get more money anyway. It's
well,
going to be
are.
A double hallelujah.
It will be actually. Well, if he is not here by the time we finish up, I will play the hallelujah
Amen.
Chorus. Because it needs to be played.
It needs to be played.
But that's, thank you, Brother John.
Thank you.
What a great gift. And, you know, we like to kind of go over and just give a thanksgiving again to all the people that have pledged given it. Sandra from Port St. Lucie and Bridget from Lantana. We've got Patty from Hope Sound.
Yes, to you.
Anna. Oh, that's your daughter, Anna Louise from... New York?
Yeah.
Whoa, all the state of New York. Well,
she's listening.
John from Fort Pierce.
Thank you, John.
Mike and Ramona, Port St. Lucie. Judith, North Palm Beach. And I think there's one more in this envelope here. The envelope, please. $50 from Jennifer.
Jennifer, we appreciate it.
And so we thank you all. You have participated in all those that gave throughout the day, of course, to enable us to have this wonderful achievement.
Amen. And we're still going. So keep calling.
We got time.
Keep calling.
You know, we don't have to stop here. Yeah. We don't have to stop here. There's still time. You can still give. And it would be great because it moves us even more forward.
Amen. Yeah, we're gonna go keep multiplying at 772-221-1100. Call.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
And, you know, hey, you know, if you call in any gift.
That's right.
We can turn it into a matching funds to try and wrap it up.
Amen.
Let's get another one in there. We'll get one big right
here. Take this one.
Oh, Luann. Okay.
Take that one.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Maybe we can get another.
Well, it's from Luann. She lives down at the end of the table.
Yeah.
And this is a gift of $150.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to turn that into a very quick matching funds challenge.
Come on.
Truly wrap up
Hallelujah.
The end of the day.
Glory to you, God.
So we're going to put this up here, and we thank you, Luann.
In the hearts and the minds of every listener, God's working right now.
Amen, amen. Bless so 150 bucks, that's
Stirring
easily
up.
Done.
Amen, that's right.
In fact, those of you that actually went to your couch cushions, or the console of your car when I asked you earlier, you've probably got that much.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Or whatever you have will multiply it and it will become that much. Or
it will.
Even more. God will overflow.
We have, it's 5:40 right
now. Yes.
20 minutes.
Yes. Lots of things can get done in 20 minutes.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Well, if God can make the entire universe in 6 days.
That's right.
We can certainly make $150 in 20 minutes.
That's right.
Just the way it goes. God's got
Amen.
This.
Amen. Yes.
Oh. What I was going to say, though, is, and I'm frankly remembering that I was going to say what I, you know, but the talk about the character of prayer and shares Jonathan came, is bringing more people in. And the cool thing is everybody has a story. Everybody has a testimony. And so while we get people in here during the day, while we're raising, like you and James are here right now, is and thank you. So
what happened?
Already we have $100 from James.
Okay. So maybe we should multiply that. I'm gonna be like, wait, Jonathan, he's always looking at after when you make it more.
Yeah,
we'll
right,
more,
right.
We'll get more, we'll multiply it.
Well, so right now all we have left and from Luann's gift is $50.
Oh, come on. We can even make that a double.
Yes.
Portion.
Yeah, God just wants to do some multiplying, so he wants you to
does.
Be a part of it.
Yes.
So
he's
call
been
us.
Doing it. It's so amazing.
772-221-1100 is the number to call. 772-221-1100.
Yes.
It's all those ones and zeros and a couple of twos.
Yeah.
I keep saying they're running a special that day when they built that phone number. 772-221-1100.
Amen.
And give us a call. We've got 19 minutes.
Amen.
And we can meet this, and gosh, who knows what God's going to do. Because what will happen is then we'll be much closer to our goal at the end of the day for tomorrow.
That's right.
And
we can start tomorrow's overflow.
Already start
the
tomorrow's overflow.
Overflow today will flow into tomorrow. That's the river.
That's right.
We have of living water in our bellies that just keeps coming out.
Amen.
So let it pour out.
Let it pour out.
Yes.
I know some people saying, I'm going
to
do it.
So how much you have to raise tomorrow?
Say what?
How much you have to raise tomorrow? Another 10?
Well, tomorrow we won't be doing
it.
Saturday.
Oh. Yeah.
But we'll be coming back Monday.
But the computers and all of that is still going.
Yes.
So
you
please,
can
if you're
give.
Listening, you can give tomorrow.
You can give online.
Sunday.
Yep.
Yes, you can keep giving.
You can go to our website, WCNO.com, and donate from the homepage. Or you can text WCNO to 24365.
Amen.
And that will get it in.
That's right.
And then Monday morning, Jonathan will check all of that, bring all of those in.
Yeah.
Throw that into the pot.
And that's fun.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like everyone's like present. It's like all these little presents when you receive, right?
Amen.
Yeah.
Now, Karen has been quietly but very professionally working here in the studio at the computer. And I don't think she's done computing. But when she is, I believe. Is that it?
Praise
God. Is that it?
Well, no, because I got to do some other stuff. But at least
we're
over that.
Amen.
Okay, she's still doing computing, but it's clear we're over the $90,000 mark. $90,657.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No. What?
Well, wait.
Okay, you want to do that hallelujah?
All right. I thought I was doing it. it's exciting.
I'm not sure how to do this.
Praise God. Here it is.
Oh,
We're going to go to a little music. I'll be right back.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and I wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. He took my sins and my sorrows and made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered. Joy through the ages to sing of his love for me.
I stand amazed. And we are back on air. We have about 10 minutes, maybe 10 and a half minutes before we have to close.
That's right. So we're going to keep those phones open.
So it's exciting to, this is an exciting day, and we're just giving God great thanks, and we're celebrating his move. Amen. In our community, the family of God at WCNO. So we raised, just as a recap, if you're just tuning in, oh, you missed a lot. We started the day with $10,000 gift from Elsie Higgins, and that was finally met about half an hour ago. And just God just magnified that whole last part of it. And so we now have, because of all that, we now have raised, as of this moment, $93,907. And, of course, the 60 cents.
That's right.
And we do have another matching funds in in the pod here, $150 from Luann, and we have $100 that came in. $50
is left.
$50
yes,
is
and it's
left.
It's going to happen right now.
It's going to happen
right now.
Right now, between now and
in
six.
Jesus' name.
I think in the next 2 minutes.
Yes, there's
someone
listening.
$50, that's all.
Getting stirred up.
772-221-1100. That's the number to call. Yes. And let me tell you, there's several people sitting on the edge of their seats waiting for you to call.
Yeah,
772-221-1100. Now there may be some stuff, you know, on the computer. I don't know. I don't check that, but
praise God.
I don't have clearance to check that, but I know we'll look at that later.
Yes.
We might even bring it in tomorrow, but that with $50. And so give us a call, 772-221-1100.
That's right. Keep calling.
What any infield chatter that we have until that call comes in?
Play a song.
Play a song.
Yeah. Because we're going to be waiting. We're waiting for the call, okay?
All right, let's do a song called The Living Song by Lord of All.
Through
And welcome back. We have just a few minutes left before we have to sign off for the day, the live part.
Yay.
Anyway.
I love that.
You know, we're on 24/7, 365, but 6 p.m. is usually the cutoff time for our fundraising live on air. We have a matching funds challenge still hanging in the balance. So from Luann, $150 from Luann. And James gave $100, and we still have $50. We can do it.
We could do it. We could definitely do it.
Let's get that.
That's right. We'll pray it.
Give it 772-221-1100 is the number to call. 772-221-1100. Just $50. That'll totally wrap up.
Yes, it will.
The end of the day.
Yeah. Amen.
So we'll hope to hear from you. We've got like what? 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
We can do it. Yes.
We can do it.
So we're just going to pray a blessing.
Amen.
The phones will ring.
Yes.
Hearts will open and be released and flow into the station.
Amen.
Amen.
Alleluia.
Hallelujah.
God is good.
Glory.
He always comes through. Yeah. Yeah. He always comes through.
Yes. Oh, the number is 772-221-1100. Call. Call.
Amen.
Make this happen. Hallelujah. We're going to glorify God right now in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for always
being faithful.
And we thank everyone listening.
Jesus'
name.
So the number again, 772-221-1100.
Okay, I have to announce this.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Rocco, I guess my kids are listening.
Hallelujah, hey, Rocco.
Rocco,
God bless you.
17. He's a good guy. $20.
Oh,
praise God. We love you, Rocco.
Yes.
I love you.
Now we only need 30.
That's going to multiply for him.
And that's 772-221-1100.
Yes, yes.
We have less than 2 minutes.
Come
now.
On, we can do it.
You can go online, and that's WCNO.com, and we'll check that before we come back at
yes.
the end of the day. Or you can text WCNO to 24365.
That's right.
And that's all good. It's going to happen.
Amen.
It's going to happen.
Amen. And if you can't get to the phone physically, you can always use your voice because words matter. And you can say, hey, Google, call
that's
WCNO.
Right.
You could also
right.
say, Alexa, call WCNO. Or you can even say, Siri, call WCNO.
Yeah. And they'll all do it.
And guess what
bidding.
Will happen? We'll hear.
Yeah, that's right. The phone will ring. Yeah, again, 772-221-1100 is that number. And as we slowly but steadily approach
gotcha.
The 6 p.m. hour, and
yes.
then we'll have the
final.
Well, yeah, we'll have the legal ID, and then it'll go to a piece of music, and then we'll do something
close
after
that.
We'll close for the night. That's
we'll
right.
Close.
We'll come back. Right with a final count.
Hallelujah.
And then that'll be it for today. It's been a great day, Jonathan.
But it still hallelujah. Goes for the whole weekend. So just remember, you could always go online
yes.
at WCNO.com, and you can make a pledge there also. Hallelujah.